حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله
لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، خالق الخلق ومدبر الأمر، إليه يرجع الأمر كله، خلق فأبدع وصور فأحكم. اللهم إنا جئناك في هذا اليوم العظيم نسألك ربنا أن تكون ساعة إجابة، جئناك ولسان حال الواحد منا يقول: إلهي لا تعذبني فإني مقر بالذي قد كان مني، فما لي حيلة إلا رجائي لعفوك إن عفوت وحسن ظني، وكم من ذلة لي في البرايا وأنت علي ذو حسن ومني، إذا فكرت في ندمي عليها عضضت أناملي وقرعت سني، أجن بزهرة الدنيا جنونا وأقطع طول عمري بالتمني، ولو أني قصدت الزهد عنها قلبت لأهلها صدر المجني، يظن الناس بي خيرا وإني لشر الخلق إن لم تعف عني. ونصلي ونسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين إمامنا وسيدنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله، والذي زكاه الله في عقله فقال: ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى، وزكاه في صدقه فقال: وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى، وزكاه في علمه فقال: علمه شديد القوى، وزكاه في بصره فقال: ما زاغ البصر وما طغى، وزكاه في فؤاده فقال: ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى، وزكاه في صدره فقال: ألم نشرح لك صدرك، وزكاه في ذكره فقال: ورفعنا لك ذكرك، وزكاه في حلمه فقال: بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم، وزكاه كله فقال: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. فصلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله، نشهد أنك قد بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة، فكشف الله بك الغمة. اللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of earth and heavens, the sustainer and the cherisher, the Lord of the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering today, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow his mercy and tranquility in all of us. Allahumma ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. My dear brothers and sisters, the title of my khutbah today, the seven principles of highly successful Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with success in this dunya and at the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. And the reason I picked those seven, because I thought, or I think, those are the most important principles. And similar to the books of Stephen Covey, the highly effective people, or the highly effective families, or even his 8th principles, and another book called The Principle-Centered Leadership, I made these 7 principles, hoping that inshallah you will add more to it. So let's count those 7 principles inshallah. The first one, highly effective and highly successful Muslim understand the purpose for which Allah had created her or him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn nor ins, but they worship me. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stops at the word إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and he says, أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Abbas wants to tell us, the highest level of ibadah is to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's darajatul ihsan. To get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah is the al-fattah, al-muhaymin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the opener. Allah is the controller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mateen, the firm, al-qawi, the strong. The purpose of this life is very important because it sets your intuition and your intention before doing anything. When you go, anywhere you go, you have intention and you have purpose. You go to the gym or you come to the masjid or you go to work. The moment your purpose of being there ends, you need to leave. Look at people getting into the airplane because their purpose is to travel to another destination. The moment they land, they rush to leave. So it is important for the Muslim not only for the understanding, but also to act and to practice that purpose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا, the simple meaning of it is that you can pray anywhere. Earth is made permissible for me to pray. In the hadith that he said, 5 that was given to me that were not given to any other prophets. One of them, that we can pray anywhere. But the comprehensive and more deep understanding of it, that the ibadah is not limited to a place nor to a time. You are in ibadah even if you are asleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so proud of the believers who live their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. He did not say they used to stand in the middle of the night praying, or most of the night praying. He said they used to sleep part of the night. And the scholars, they tell us, because their sleep by itself is ibadah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give our attention to even your sleep is ibadah when you wanted that to be. So the first important principle is to make your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make the purpose of this life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him. The second is your role. Whoever you are, you consider yourself a father, a husband, a mother, a wife, a physician, an imam, a teacher, a businessman, you are the khalifa. You are the khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the khalifa of the sahaba. You are the khalifa of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. You are the khalifa of Abu Hanifa. You are the khalifa of Ibn Taymiyyah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us to carry this amana and to pass it to our khulafa, our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the malaika, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَ. My dear brothers and sisters, we are Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali of the 21st century. And you should not think of yourself less than that. Your role and your job is to fulfill this amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with. That's called Islam. نحن أيها الناس ولا فخر أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحملة رايته وحافظ لوائه. Brothers and sisters, when you raise your child, raise them to be sahabi, to be a companion. Find their potentials. Help him or her to find their legacy. They might be the next Bilal, or they might be the next Umar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the closed doors by a child that you raised for the sake of Allah. The third, how much do you value, my dear brothers and sisters? The highly successful Muslims make himself or herself value more than anybody else. In a message that was sent by Khalid ibn al-Walid before one of the battles to Al-Khalifa Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he said, Khalid, I'm quoting Khalid. He said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Soon we will be facing Hormuz with 10,000 soldiers. And Hormuz have prepared 200,000 soldiers and 300 elephants preparing to kill and destroy anything. So I'm asking you to send me 50,000 so we could defeat Hormuz and his army. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, the Khalifa, sent him a reply saying, Assalamu alaikum ya Khalid. May Allah bless you and grant you victory. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you to return back safe to us. You ask for 50,000. I send you one man. One man better than the 50,000. What's the name of the man? Allahu Akbar takbir. Al-Qa'qa ibn Amr, Malik al-Tamimi. One man at the battlefield equivalent to 50,000. Allahu Akbar. Al-Khalifa Abu Bakr al-Siddiq says his voice, his takbir is better than 1,000 soldiers in the battlefield. My dear brothers, how much do you value in your masjid? My sister, how much do you value in your community? Are you where rumor stops and peace spreads? How much do you value in your ummah, my dear brothers and sisters? 100? 50? 1,000? 1? Less than 1? Highly successful Muslim who treats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he sees Allah, knowing that if he cannot see Allah, Allah sees him, not only in the salah, but in every single action. Because he knows or she knows that one day they will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما بينه وبينه ترجمان فينظر عن يمينه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر عن يساره فلا يرى إلا ما قدم والنار أسفل من فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Then the first principle is the purpose. Your purpose in life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship him. The second is your role in life as the Khalifa. Number three, how much do you value in your ummah? Number four, what is your legacy, my dear brothers and sisters? How many instruments do you have or have you discovered in you that Allah had blessed you with that you are spending for the sake of Allah? We all know the story when the Prophet ﷺ entered the masjid one night and he heard beautiful recitation. He hated even to interrupt the reciter. And he stood there at the back of the masjid crying, listening, amazed by the beautiful recitation. Who was the reciter? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiyallahu anhu. The next day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him and said, Ya Aba Musa, Allah had blessed you with a beautiful voice, with an instrument of Ali Dawood. How many instruments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with? How many instruments have you invested for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you been an instrument of peace, an instrument of wisdom, an instrument of generosity? When you stand before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, when you stand before Allah at the Day of Judgment and Allah asks you, what have you done for the ummah? Have you spent from which I have provided to you instruments for the sake of Allah? Have you been acting as وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ? Have the ummah realized the fruits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you with? Have you been a fruitful tree to your ummah, my dear brothers and sisters? So Abu Musa, Allah has blessed him of a legacy of serving the Quran. And we know the Sahaba, رضوان الله عليهم, how much legends they were. but also among the tabi'een and tabi'i tabi'een and all of our salaf. There are many legends that we should teach our children, and we should indeed raise our daughters and our sons to be the next legends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. And remember the sahabi that used to bring his son to the salah. The Prophet ﷺ asked him, why do you do that? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want him to enter the Jannah with me. And one day the Prophet ﷺ saw the father without his son. Actually, the Prophet ﷺ asked him one day, how much do you love your son? He said, Ya Rasulullah, the man wanted to impress the Prophet ﷺ. He said, actually, may Allah love you as much as I love my son. This father loved his son so much that he could not comprehend or even believe that there is such love in this world bigger than his love to his son. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not see the ghulam, that child, one day, he asked the father, "Ma balul ghulam? Where is your son that you used to bring?" He said, "Mata ya Rasulullah. My son passed away." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and he said, giving him condolences, he said, "Would you like me to ask Allah to bring your son back to life? Your son that you were raising to be the best Muslim, taking him for swimming practice, trying to get him to achieve the best education and to be the best leader. He passed away before you have fulfilled your legacy with him. Or would you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your intention and get your son to wait for you at the gates of the Jannah? Whatever gate that you enter from, your son will be there waiting for you." قال الثانية يا رسول الله. I want the second one, يا رسول الله. I want to enter the Jannah with him. قال هي لك. You will have it. And then the Sahaba asked him, يا رسول الله, أله خاصة أم لكلنا? Is it only for him, specially, or for any parent who raises his son or her daughter to be the best Muslima and the best Muslim? قال بل لكلكم. It's for every parent. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده نبي الله ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. Number 5. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hired a young ghulam, a young boy, was 13 or 14 years old, orphan, to be his servant. He used to sleep in the masjid. His name was Rabi'at ibn Ka'b al-Aslami. And then one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Rabi'a was helping him make wudu, he said, "Salni ya Rabi'a, Rabi'a, I want to reward you." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, no one in Medina better than me. Allah had blessed me of your companionship." He said, "Salni ya Rabi'a." So the next day, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have something. I need you to do something for me." So let's find out what would this orphan, 13 or 14 years old, who did not have anything that we call anything in this life except the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would ask for. A ride, a house, a job, a wife. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أسأل مرافقتك في الجنة. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I want your companionship in the Jannah." قال ما حملك على هذا يا ربيعة? What made you say this, يا ربيعة? Was it a consultation from Abu Bakr? Did Umar ibn al-Khattab tell you to say this? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't say that, but he said, "What made you come up with this?" قال يا رسول الله, علمت أن رزقي سيأتيني. I believe that my rizq will come to me. I just need to fly like a bird. I need to progress. I need to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my sincere progress. Even if my speed is 0+, Allah will bless me. If I want to get the best in my school, I need to study. I need to fly like a bird looking for my rizq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless me. I would deserve to get it because I knocked on the door and I showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the quality work that I did. And I knew that your place in the Jannah, in Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. and you are who you are. And I don't know where I'm going to be. So I want you to make dua that I will be your companion in al-Firdaws al-A'la min al-Jannah. What is your hope in life, my dear brothers and sisters? What is your hope in life? If the angel of death comes right now, have you fulfilled? Have you been thinking? Have you been hoping and asking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and answers every day in Ramadan anything you ask Him. 30 hopes or 30 wishes in Ramadan are fulfilled if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the fasting believer, how many wishes that we, how many Ramadan that passes, and how many wishes have we asked for? In your sujood, have you asked the Jannah? When you forgive your brother, have you done it hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you forgiveness? When you treated your spouse, when you raised your children, when you brought halal money and food on the table, have you done it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you Jannah? قَالَ أَفْعَلُ يَا رَبِيعَ وَلَكِنْ أَعِنِّي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. I will make dua, but Jannah is not by hopes and wishes. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا بِأَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Allah has no children. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, it's not by names and hopes and wishes. Jannah is not cheap. If it was that easy, we would not have had Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab and those legends that gave everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, highly effective Muslim and successful Muslim have the Jannah as his destination. Everywhere you look, any decision you make, the Jannah is in front of your eyes. That's how you raise your children. You raise them to aim toward the Jannah in every decision they make. And number six, be the first. Don't waste the opportunity when it comes to you. There was a Sahabi by the name Afif ibn Qais al-Kindi. Afif embraced Islam few months before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was seen crying. So Sahaba came to him and they said, why are you crying? Allah had forgiven you. He said, I'm not crying for that. 22 years ago, I visited Mecca. Al-Abbas was my host. I was young, strong, wealthy. I wanted to establish connection with Quraysh. And then Al-Abbas took me for a tour and we went to Al-Kaaba and I saw someone praying. I said, what's this? He said, oh, that's my nephew Muhammad. He claims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to pray this way. I said, and who's standing next to him? He said, that's my other nephew Ali. He believed in him. I said, and who's that woman standing behind both of them? I said, that's his wife Khadija. He said, Khadija? The wealthy woman Khadija? He said, yes, that's his wife. And she believed in him. And then Al-Abbas, who was kafir, he whispered to my ear. He said, would you like me to set up a time for you, private time for you, to meet with Muhammad? My heart told me, yes, this is the truth. But my business, my busy life, my family, my wealthy dream of becoming a successful businessman distracted me. And I told Al-Abbas, no, I'm not here for this. I'm crying because I could have been number four in Al-Islam after Abu Bakr and Ali and Khadija. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. I'm crying because I could have been among as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. When you are invited to serve the ummah, when you are invited to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't wait. Rush. Because the asbaqiyya, the analogy of the blessing of being the first line, it's in every act and in every ritual that you could come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Work in your intention. Work in becoming the first in everything. Don't hesitate, as when you put your wealth and you put your knowledge and you put your sadaqah and you put your smile, you put it in the hands of Allah before it reaches the recipients, my dear brothers and sisters. And finally, fulfill the amanah. Highly successful Muslim, understand that he himself or she herself is amanah. Amanah. Your soul is amana. Your smile is amana. The word that comes out of your mouth is amana. This masjid is amana. The Quran is amana. Our scholars are amana. Our Muslim brothers and sisters are amana. The ummah is amana. The trees and every living thing is amana. Our community is amana. Our humanities is amana. Everything that you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had prescribed on us is amana. And fulfilling the amana. And showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have trusted the amana that He had fulfilled on us is one of the principles that qualifies us to be among the most successful and effective Muslims. My dear brothers and sisters, this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it the best of all the ummahs deserve to be served. Today, I came to you riding my motorcycle, coast to coast. My name is Ahmed Al-Khaldi, known as the Motorcyclist Imam. I've been riding my motorcycles since 2010, serving any cause and any campaign that would serve our ummah. Today I'm riding for justice. As before, I've ridden for orphans and for many relief organizations. Today I'm riding for the Muslim Legal Fund of America. Muslim Legal Fund has a defense team of 15 lawyers that defend Islamic organizations and Muslims in civil law and criminal law and immigration, where our, alhamdulillah, our organizations, we have close to, my dear brothers and sisters, we have hundreds of Islamic organizations, thousands, about 8,000 Islamic organizations, between a masjid, school, relief organizations, and others. So we deserve to have a defense team, an organization that protecting our assets and giving the appropriate representation of every Muslim that deserve an appropriate representation at the courthouse. So today I came to tell you that there is an organization called Muslim Legal Fund of America that in the business of protecting, defending, and educating, the table outside has the information that would help you either reach out to show support or reach out because you need support. And we will be there for you, fighting for your rights, fighting that you a fight that you deserve. And alhamdulillah, almost 600 cases we receive every single year. For the last 20 years, many achievements has been done. And it's a win-win. Representing you, giving you the proper representation at the courthouse by itself is a win-win. Letting everybody knows, including government agencies, that there is a community that will stand for the right of every American Muslim when they need the right to be served. So my dear brothers and sisters, Bilal did not commit any crime when he said Ahadun Ahad. And none of us deserve to be treated the way Umayyah treated Bilal. So please support by providing financial support, as we are 501c3. We have a table outside with pledge forms. Support by coming tonight after Isha, praying Isha, and listen to what the Muslim Legal Fund do. We have 10 minutes discussion about Muslim Legal Fund, inshallah. Support by visiting our website, passing the link to people who might be in need for it, or to a lawyer who might, inshallah, work with us to empower the work that Muslim Legal Fund do. Allahumma aghfir lana dunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man ahabbak wa hubba an-nazari ila wajhika al-karim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammad wa na'udhu bika Allahumma min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ونعوذ بك اللهم من الشر كله عاجله وآجله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واستووا، صلوا صلاة مودة غفر الله لنا ولكم. Pray as if it were the last prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Jannah and seek refuge from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا، إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور. أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا، وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير. الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله. ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا، ولينصرن الله من ينصره، إن الله لقوي عزيز. الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر، ولله عاقبة الأمور. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود هود وقوم إبراهيم وقوم لوط وأصحاب مدين وكذب موسى فأمليت للكافرين ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان نكير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم اغفر لي. الله أكبر. سبحان الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله أكبر. تحيات السلام عليكم. اللهم إني أعوذ بك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I want to thank Sheikh Ahmed Khalidi, motorist imam, mashallah. May Allah protect him for his inspiring message. And of course, the booth is outside for the Muslim Legal Fund of America. So please support this organization. It's doing a lot of good work. We'll make dua for some people who are not well. And also dua maghfira, those who passed away, and then we pray Salatul Janazah for two people. So we pray for the health of Brother Rafi and Brother Haitham Bundukhchi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Reema Dalati, Brother Muhammad Rafiq, Sister Jina Siddiqui, Brother Shahzad Kazmi, Brother Mehmet Dakovich, Brother Saleh Khansa, Sister Saleh Khansa, and Brother Philip Gomez, and Sister Haya and her baby. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfa anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifa, and la yugadiru suqma. And also dua maghfira for Sister Iffat Mahmood al-Sabbah, al-Sabban, and Sister Farukh Nakhahi, and Sister Kamran Nahar, Sister Ghadi Irma Rajak, our senior community member, she passed away on her way to Indonesia. May Allah bless all of them and give them the place in Jannah and give patience to their family members. And then we'll pray Salatul Janaza for Brother Danny Khan. Condolences to his wife, Sister Muri, and their family and friends. The burial will be in the Rose Hill Memorial Park in Whittier. And also Brother Abdul Azim Al-Khafaji, condolences to his wife, Sister Laila, their children and friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and give patience to the family and have mercy on them. So when the burial take place in the United Islamic Cemetery in Adelanto. So please stand for Salat al-Janaza, and immediate family members, any brothers who want to be in the front area, please come forward. Barakallahu fikum. Anyone from the immediate family come? With three people, one line? Yes. From both families? Yes, three people in line. Just stay here, yes. Make a straight line. One more person. Salatul Janaza, as a reminder, has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them, recite Subhanaka Allahumma or Surah Al-Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And third takbir, after that you have a special dua for the maghfirah of the people who passed away and for the maghfirah of all of us. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Or you say Allahumma aghfir lahuma wa rahamhuma. Allah forgive them, Allah have mercy on them. And then four takbir and salam on both sides. So turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma aghfir lahuma wa rahmhuma wa afihima wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahuma wa wassi' mudkhalahuma. Allahumma ightil khatayahuma bil ma'i wa thalj wal barad. Allahumma naqqihima min adh-dhunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa thawb al abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma jazihima bil ihsani ihsana wa bis sayyiati afwan minka wa ghufrana. اللهم صبر أهلهم اللهم صبر أهلهم اللهم صبر اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان والله bless all of us and bless the people who passed away and give them the place in Jannah and keep us always on the right path والله give patience to the family member بخير ورحمة وأنت خير ورحمة وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب. Kindly stay for a few minutes so that we can pray sunnah, and all of you can pray sunnah, and then after that you can take the body outside. Barakallahu feekum. Azam Allahu ajrakum, ahsana aza'akum. Ameen.